with Cape Talk.
Today with Kino Cummies.
And a very good morning to you. It is 7 minutes to 12. Once again, time to chat to Chantelle Ilbrey of Mind of a Fox. And this morning, going to be delving into the issue of SAA and Eskom. Eskom, as other people call it, right? And whether we should be entertaining the notion, especially the ones of the French, who are interested in investing in Eskom, or Richard Branson in SAA. And, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. But other people think, oh, no, we must hold on to our assets. Surely it's about competence and about getting the right people to turn these things around. But, hey, Chantelle Ilbrey joins you, scenario planner at Mind of a Fox. How are you, Chantelle? Good to have you back.
Hi, Kino. Very well, thanks. How are you going?
Very, very good, thanks. Now, as a scenario strategist, right, you've been party to the reasons for these strategic decisions by big companies. You know, should we be wary of foreign governments or companies willing to pump money into already doomed, what seems to be doomed, spaces like Eskom, more so than SAA, actually?
Where we've got to be wary, because, you know, on the surface we get very excited, oh yes, we're being bailed out, or we're being helped, or there's investment.
Yeah.
But if one looks strategically underneath it, it's to say, what's the agenda? And who is the person that is investing? And what are the consequences, first of all, for the country, if it's a national, of national interest? And secondly, you know, what will the future bring with these relationships? And will it take South Africa out of control of its own destiny, or will it enhance its destiny? So I think those are really the things we need to look at. Mm. And I think we also need to have to understand what is a strategic asset for the country. And it's a bit different to a national asset. A strategic asset, do we need it or don't we need it? Does it add value? So, you know, to your previous comment about Zuma being a strategic asset, an asset adds value or has value, otherwise it becomes a liability. And my feeling is Eskom, yes, that is a strategic asset.
Yeah.
SAA, is it a strategic asset, or is it actually a liability that we can let go of? So those are some of the questions that I would be asking.
What is strategic? I mean, Eskom, obviously, I mean, there's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's strategic. Without Eskom, we don't have an economy, right? And I would imagine it's good to hold on to one's strategic assets if you have the ability to put the right people in place. I mean, a.k.a. not comrades, but people who know what the heck they're doing. I mean, that's a good thing. SAA, though, I don't know. I would be happy if we sold the thing tomorrow.
I agree with you. You know, from the point of view of energy and Eskom, absolutely we have to have it as a strategic asset. And if you have a look now at the French intervention or looking at Eskom in terms of helping with financial aid, it's a loan. Whereas with SAA, it would be equity. So we're selling off a part of it. And I think that that's the difference. A loan means it is still an asset, and it's about restructuring Eskom and turning it around, getting the right leadership in place, and, you know, putting the structure into place to turn it around. And that would require a loan, be it from the French, or I believe it'll be a multi-party, so it could be a couple of countries that are participating in that loan. And to your point, SAA, not a strategic asset, a liability. And I think underpinning that, if we look at tourism as a sector in South Africa, that's where we've got to look. We need airlines. Do we need SAA, a national airline? No, not necessarily.
Exactly.
So selling equity there, I think, is the right thing to do, because it's a bit of a hole for South Africa.
So when we talk about our real strategic asset, Eskom, and the half a trillion that we are in the hole, and the fact that we need, there's a dearth of leadership. I mean, I'm sorry, but I once again go back to the current acting CEO. What does he know about energy? What does he know? He might be a good businessman. But it's one thing to understand what you do with taxis. It's another thing to do when you mean something highly technical like Eskom. You need the right people. So the loan that the French and whoever will be making, I would imagine, would be subject to certain things that need to be done on the ground, some strategic things such as strategic appointments of the right people.
Absolutely agree. It's yes, there will definitely be conditions attached to the loan. Otherwise, you know, it will never be able to be paid back in terms of the relationship. So there will be conditions. I find it quite interesting they've still put on hold who the new CEO would be. And just my other little dot that I'm connecting is that Thorim poses at the BRICS. He's in Brazil at the moment. So who else might come on board with Eskom? And what else might we be looking at is quite interesting to flag for the future.
What is it, in closing, what is it that keeps us from being, and maybe it's a rhetorical question, actually, what is it that keeps us from actually being a meritocracy? Because we're not. We're not anywhere close to being a meritocracy.
What keeps us from it? You know, we've got so many challenges and barriers, and as we have one positive thing, something else within a day almost comes into play that actually takes that piece of positive news out of play. So I think it's really, we haven't got cohesiveness. So we're playing pieces of the puzzle without some kind of cohesiveness, which would optimize what we're doing. And I think ultimately it needs to say, we really need a vision for South Africa. What is South Africa? Where are we positioned? Where are our strengths? And just focus on some of the priorities. Otherwise, we're going to continue trying to play catch-up and not reaching, you know, meritocracy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Chantal, you must have a wonderful day. It's always like a chatting to you. Chantal Ilbury, scenario planner at Mind of a Fox. And thank you very much for tuning into the show today. Back tomorrow, 9 to 12. I always encourage you to go out there, pay it forward, and thanks to a phenomenal team for putting the show to air.